many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But you'll let me.
All right. Take her away.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? How about that? Hey, look. I like it. I like it. I like it. Welcome, everybody, to the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship line and to the BBS radio show. And to all of you out there that are listening, that are in the room and in radio land, we greet you in the greetings of peace, love, justice, freedom, and truth. We're excited. We're living in some very, very, very exciting times. Things are happening all around our cosmos. How about that, people? All around the cosmos, things are happening. And all things, believe it or not, are happening in a good way. All things are happening in a good way. We think we have a pretty good lineup for you tonight and information that's going to improve and add to your life and add to your awareness and raise you in your awareness. So we are excited about that. And Latia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. And you, sir?
I am wonderful. We didn't get rained out, floated out, blown out, as they had speculated. At least I didn't over here where I am. I don't know what's going on in those parts of the area here, but we were expecting, according to the meteorologist in the news last night, storm of biblical proportions. I said, oh, my.
They've been using that term a lot lately, haven't they?
I'm telling you, they were using terminology that just didn't seem like they would use on network television, given knowing who they are. We have a very special guest tonight. I'm going to let you introduce and talk about our guest while I try to get my board up.
All righty. Yes, we have Astarius Miraculi, and he deals with a lot of astrology. He's into the cosmos. He's a didgeridoo accomplished artist, and in case you don't know what a didgeridoo is, that is the long pipe, and I'm probably not going to explain it correctly. I'm sure he could explain it much better. Astarius, would you like to come in? I think you're here. I see an anonymous there. I'm thinking that's you. Is there an anonymous there?
That anonymous may be me.
No. There's another one. Maybe he's not joined us yet.
Okay. Well, that gives me an opportunity to talk about some of the things that that are happening around the country, around the world, actually. Interestingly enough, I don't know how many have connected the fact that we saw the Arab Spring in 2011, I believe that was, as it boiled in Egypt and spread through what we call the Middle East. And we saw the meltdown and it's starting in Greece and then spreading in Europe and Germany and some other places. We saw the extreme protests that were taking place there. And there were reports, I remember reading a report also about some incidents that happened in Spain. In terms of the police, some of the activities that we are seeing here in the U.S. now in terms of police activity and the police literally shooting people in Spain. And, of course, there was the, I call it the execution of the priest there in China. Thousands of people were executed or killed there in China. And so now we felt insulated and we felt, this could never happen in the United States, but lo and behold, look at what has happened. This has jumped the Atlantic. And we are now faced with protests, of, let's say, biblical proportions. How about that? If the newsman can get away with the meteorological, the weather report seeing of biblical proportions, certainly I can, and using that terminology to say that about this particular subject. We've seen the violence. We've seen the murder that's happening. And we've also seen something else. We've seen the lack of justice on the part of our justice system, and the evidence that's coming in seems to point to the fact that the love of many has waxed cold. And the Bible talks about that. It says, because iniquity shall abound or increase or rev itself up, the love of many shall wax cold. And lawlessness. We see an abandoning of our laws. We see that there is what appears to be an abandoning of the Constitution and constitutional rights. And so we want to talk a little bit about that in terms of that. And, of course, racial tensions are flying high on both sides. And then there are those from both sides that are in the middle trying to balance this out and bring another message. I happen to be one of those that's trying to stand in the middle and ease the tensions by bringing what I consider to be unity consciousness, and that meaning that everything and everyone proceeds from a single source, a single creative force, a single being, if you will, a single creator that creates everything.
This conference is being recorded.
Sorry.
And, of course, the Bible says that. But now we are faced with many, many challenges. One of the challenges that we're faced with is the blind trust that we have for a system that appears to be murdering us. And inside of that system, a justice system that has failed where there is no justice. So that's what we are faced with, trusting in a system. Thinking, in my opinion, and we're going to open this up, and I'm not thin-skinned, so you can disagree with me, because we need answers and solutions, and I don't ever say that I have all the answers. But we have confidence in a system that seems to not have any reverence for the sanctity and the sacredness of life. And I don't know why we are in such a trusting state about this system that seems to project this. So we want to open up the queue a little early tonight, and I want to make an announcement because some people don't know how to get in the queue. And so welcome to the club. I don't know either, so you're going to have to tell us, how do you get in the queue? What is the process? Star 6 or star 6-1?
Yes, you star 6, and then you press 1 if you want to come into the queue for questions and answers.
Okay. Now, those of you who have called me today and wanted to know the procedure of getting in the queue, star 6 and then press 1. Now, there is a hoax going around also that we want to talk about 6 days of darkness and the NASA report, and that has been proven to be a hoax, people. So there is some information circulating about that. And I sent it out today, but I didn't get a chance to tell everyone that it was a hoax. And so if you receive that, then know that there is information out there that points to the fact that this was a hoax, okay? So if you want to come in the queue and begin this discussion about our trust in the system that seemingly has failed us at so many levels, and let's talk about the solutions, people. What is it that we need to do? I believe that the Most High has given us a solution. That is my belief. That is my hope. I believe that all of creation is moving toward redemption. I believe, again, that all of creation is moving toward redemption. I believe that everything that we call or see in our reality, it, as far as time, space, the third-dimensional reality that we have on this planet, I believe it was created out of love. I'm forced to keep that as my foundation, that love created everything, regardless of how it looks. So love's determination and love's purpose is redemption, to redeem all and everything that it created. And we needed this test. We have one person in the queue right now. That's a 316, and I'm so excited that you came in. 316, I'm getting ready to take you off of mute, and your mic is open. How about that? In the roll room, 316. Your mic is open, 316.
Oh, here I am. I had the phone muted because I thought I might be opening the first part of the call. I wasn't sure if it was muted or not.
Oh, yeah.
You here it is on, 12-11-14?
12-11-14.
I'm sending everyone on the call some energy sensitive, some scalar energy from my scalar laser here. So if you're energy sensitive, you might be feeling it even.
But pardon me, before you go any further, tell us who you are. Identify yourself. Give us a name, a code name, a name.
This is Tom, a.k.a. Quantum Tom from Kansas.
Hey, Tom from Kansas. I thought that was you, my friend, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm just in awe of that picture I found of you on Facebook. My friend Elise from Florida was telling me about this picture of you where there's chairs in the background. I said, I don't know what's wrong with my Facebook, but I don't see it. I refreshed the page a couple times, and there you were with an awesome beam of purplish-white light coming right down through the center of your body, and I was wondering if that was any special kind of camera, or was that just a rare incidence where somebody happened to snap the picture at the right time?
Well, actually, it wasn't a steel frame. One of the technicians in my church was looking at the video. Actually, I didn't actually see it. My brother saw it and identified it to me. It was a recording of our event, and well, that was one of the sessions there at the academy there in Mississippi in the rear of the property where we had some sessions. And actually what you saw was a video, and one of the technicians managed to get it in a steel frame. My electromagnetic energy field connected with the EM spectrum. And all of us have what is called an energy tube that runs through the geometric center of our being. And it's about the size of, if you take your thumb and your forefinger and make a circle, it's about that size. And, of course, for some reason, the Most High allowed mine to be caught on camera. There was no special lens, to my knowledge. The cameraman who did that from Fox Fire Media, am I saying that correctly, Midway?
Mm-hmm.
I, to my knowledge, he didn't use any special cameras, did he? Did he tell you?
No, just regular video cameras.
And for some reason, Tom, the Most High allowed my macabre, my electromagnetic energy field to be caught on camera. And that beam of light connected from the earth through me all the way to the electromagnetic spectrum.
That was just awesome. I know these energy beams that come through us are a very distinct reality, and it baffles me going to all the old churches, especially the Greek churches, and they showed pictures of the saints with this energy field around them, but in the modern, especially the Catholic churches, they don't show these halos around people anymore. And I was wondering what brought that on. You know, I know over 200 years ago, this was very well known, and now it's like you know, you talk to people that aren't really in the know, and it's like they might as well be talking to an ET or a space alien. They look like they have a gaze look in their eyes, like you're talking about something that they don't even know anything about, or they're in awe that you might know something they don't know.
Well, that's exactly correct, Tom. You know, there's the pictures and artwork and all of the, you know, reliefs that are painted, and all show the halo, as we call it, or which was a symbol of that electromagnetic energy field around us, around the saints. And again, I say that all people have this energy field. We can measure it. We have instruments that can measure this. Actually, the Japanese scientists over there in Japan did an interesting experiment under special lights, where they had several men in a room, and they recorded, and they saw their electromagnetic energy fields. Now, I have trained myself to be able to see it with my naked eye. I know that sounds strange, but there's a way to do this and to see this on people and on every object. Everything is energy, and everything lets off, if you will, an energy aura. And if you know how to look for it, you can actually see it. At least I can, and I've shown people how to see it with their naked eyes. Now, I had the privilege in April of 2012 of actually seeing a photonic tornado spinning. It was spinning clockwise in front of me. First, I didn't know what it was. I just saw the particles of photons dancing in front of me as I looked. And all of a sudden, these photonic particles began to take on a particular and specific structure in terms of the way they were turning. And they started turning like a tornado in front of me that was on fire. And I didn't know what it was at the time. I didn't know exactly what to make of it. So I used my biblical reference, and I said, oh, my. I automatically remembered Exodus 14, where the Bible speaks of Israel being led out of Egypt, and a pillar or a tornado of fire went before them. And that's the reference that I made. And so from that point, I began to look to see if I could see these particles before me again. And I developed, through practice and through discipline, the ability to see these photons with my naked eye. And so that, plus based on some other things, I believe led to the fact that my energy field was so visible. And there were several colors in it, by the way. The purple-violet wasn't the only color. There was gold, there was green, and of course there was a crystal energy tube that you saw going through, as well as at the top as a crystal light or clear light at the very top of that picture. So this is what we teach in Macabre Activation. We teach our people how to activate their Macabre, their energy fields, which we believe is the key to ascension and the key to raising your vibrations as we prepare to go through the ascension process as Earth, as Dr. Blair says, goes from kindergarten to grad school. And we go to the next dimension, the fifth dimension. I had an interesting time traveling the other day on the astral plane. I won't mention what I saw. I have a shaved head, but as I traveled on the astral plane, I saw myself with a head full of thick dreadlocks. So if I start growing hair, Tom, look, hey. If I start growing hair, look, maybe people will believe in, you know. But the strange thing about this, Tom, and I want to hear what you have to say about this, is when people see this, they are afraid to comment on it. They don't know what to say. They don't even know how to hold a conversation with me about it. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I've experienced what you're talking about. I've experienced having that energy field around me depleted, and then, you know, having it come back into me. And I think that's what people sometimes perceive as a near-death experience. And I almost did die 10 years ago, matter of fact. So I started learning how to make structured water. And I learned about this energy field then, and I learned there are special cameras, Corellian photography, and there's some newer ones called polyphase interference photography, PIP. And there's another newer one than that even. And I think it would be fantastic to see if I can align up the people who have these special cameras for one of your events, or maybe start a series of them where people can experience this for themselves, because everybody has the potential. I believe everybody has the potential. It's just some are not wanting it because they feel they're not deserving of it, or they're scared. They're scared of the light. And it baffles me why people want to be scared of light, because light healing is the Star Trek, the 21st century that we have here today.
Yes, Tom, you are very, actually, you're that's very much correct. What we can do, and what I'm learning to do, is to take these colors and these vibrations, because colors, you very well know, they have a vibration and a frequency. And our temples, our bodies, are really color-coded. The different parts of our body, our organs, our glands that control and power, our organs are color-coded. And in the Bible, it is called the seven seals, or there are several stories in the Bible that point to these energy centers that we have in our bodies. But of course, there's a lot of religious misunderstanding about what these stories mean, because the Bible is interpreted at, to my knowledge, at four different levels. And some people are not aware of certain interpretations that the Bible has. Now, in the fifth chapter of Revelation, it talks about a book in the right hand of him that sits on the throne. And this book is written within and sealed on the backside with seven seals. Now, those seven seals are the seven energy centers, or in the East, they call it chakras, that are color-coded to the seven colors in sunlight, the seven spectrum colors that are in sunlight. And they are color-coded. And they have a vibrational property, propensity, and power, and frequency, if you will. And once one understands your connection, his or her connection, to these frequencies, healing then becomes a matter of understanding the laws that regulate these frequencies. So you, as we are studying now, light frequency, color frequency, can heal the body. The Western medicine has gotten us attached to the chemical processes of medicine that's killing us, and when actually we can heal ourselves from this electromagnetic spectrum, we can heal these temples and these bodies, because they're color-coded. And not only are they color-coded, let me say something else to you. They are also coded to sound. These colors are coded to sound. Sound is very, very important. The color red, there's a scale. And what I wanted to say here is that this scale level, difference of scale colors, sound, also in smell, in touch, and taste, they are interchangeable. These frequencies, when you smell something, it has a frequency to it. When you hear something, it has a frequency to it. When you see something, the color of it has a frequency to it. Now, the scale, the sound, for an example, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, is also interchangeable with red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet, which are the seven colors that are in the sun. So now, if you know what these sound frequencies are and what organs are powered by these colors, those sounds can heal those particular portions or parts of your body and your temple. If you know the sounds and the colors, they're interchangeable. And I thought that is very, very exciting, that we are so anatomically and spiritually designed and connected to the cosmos and to the energies. And we can get into the math and geometry of that, because I love that subject, because we are tied into, we're tied into the cosmos in very complex but yet simple ways. Light, frequency, numbers, math, geometry. When I say geometry, for an example, the first cell in our body splits into two, and those two make four, and then that makes the first tetrahedron in our body with the first four cells, and then those four cells become eight cells, and then those eight cells make what is called star tetrahedron, or if you need an image for that, what we call the Star of David, and that is the formation of the first eight cells in our bodies. And that those power-packed eight cells go to the bottom of our spine, and they stay with us throughout life. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So we are tied to nature in such very intimate, complex, but yet simple ways, meaning that in terms of math, the number nine, frequency, it has to do with frequency, the number nine. And when you look at the number 216, for an example, or you look at the golden ratio or the Fibonacci sequence, which is a pattern that is persistent, pervasive, and permanent in the cosmos and in creation, it permeates. It goes through everything, and it's everywhere, including you. So, for an example, the moon's width is 2,160 miles. The base number of the sun is a complicated number. I don't have that committed to memory, but it comes out to nine. The atoms inside of a man, every atom has six protons, six electrons, and six neutrons. So when you do the geometric sum of 666, you come out with nine. When you do the geometric sum of 2,160, which is the width of the moon in miles, you come out to nine. When you do the precession of the sun along its ecliptic, it moves 1 degree a day or 72,000 miles. And, of course, 7 and 2 is nine. So these numbers are intimately tied into the cosmos and also connects you to the cosmos. Now, we could go further with that because the Bible is replete concerning, of course, I just mentioned 666, but also the number 144, which is in Revelation 21 and 17, which is the measure of man. The measure of man in Revelation 21 and 17 says is 144 cubits. Now, that's a very interesting number because 144 is 1 plus 4 plus 4 equals 9. 1 plus 4 is 5 plus 4 equals 9. Now, what does that have to do with anything? 144 cubits. Well, a cubit is 18 inches. So 8 and 1 is 9 again. So what are we looking at here? We're looking at 12 times 12. A man, the human body or human temple, has 12 systems in it. Isn't that beautiful? Has 12 systems in it, and the eye has 12 parts to it. The 12s are pervasive through our temple. So we're again tied into that number 12. Through this number 12, also, there are 12 constellations that the sun moves through. Wow, it just keeps going and going. It's fascinating. So when we begin to understand these laws, and we begin to understand how we are tied, and we learn to work with this frequency, and we learn not to go against it, but to move in harmony and in concert with it, then we are moving toward health, prosperity, and healing. Now, there are those that want to move us away from these frequencies, and move us away from these vibrations and move us off this plane. And that is what is happening around our world today. They're trying to change our energies, which says to me that if they've got to kill me and promote it and then vilify people in the media and then show it and just highlight it in the media constantly of their insidious, I can't even think of a word. I'm almost lost for thinking of how sinister it is. It says to me one thing, that the system is crumbling. They're desperate. They're on their last leg. And I'm telling people not to move. Not to move from their positions. Don't move from your place of being anchored in the good vibrations of love and the good vibrations of truth and the good vibrations of justice, freedom, and peace. Don't allow them to pull you into the protest, into the beta wave of anger, envy, violence, murder. Don't allow them because they're desperate. We're getting ready, actually, Tom, to run them off this planet. We have a secret weapon that we have not talked about yet, and we've been given the solution. Trust me when I tell you this. I'll put my life on it. We have been given the solution to bring peace, prosperity, and power, and truth, and justice, and freedom to this planet, and to run them off this planet because we have a secret that they cannot stand. They do not want us to do this because once we do it, the planet and the people are unified. Knowing what I've just said in the previous opening of this show tonight, that all things proceed from one and that we all are one. And when this secret is revealed, and I'm going to reveal it shortly, I'm going to reveal it. Some of my workers are working on it right now as we speak. I'm going to reveal it, and we're going to run the Dracons and we're going to run these people off this planet, and they won't be able to withstand our force. So, boy, I'm talking a lot tonight. Let me just a lot here to say something. See if our guest is here.
I think I got him the information text over to him too late this evening because he was actually expecting it much earlier today, but I had to work, so that's the way it goes. I'll have to try to make contact with him again in the morning. Maybe we can reschedule for next week.
Oh, okay, well, good. He didn't come on. Well,
that's my fault.
You know, I'm not lost for words. I just don't want to cover too many areas I was expecting to have him, and I wanted to talk a little bit about because I'm right out here in the Bay Area. And we just had thousands of people to flood the streets in protest.
Wow.
I mean, we had people walking out of schools, out of colleges, and several cities around here in the Metroplex and the greater Bay Area and vicinities in protest. And I'm saying, hey, you guys don't want to do that because there might be some plants in the crowd that will start something and that you get held responsible for while you're trying to have a peaceful protest. It could be a setup. You got
to
know who's setting these things up.
Yep.
Were you saying something? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Agent provocateurs. That's their oldest trick up their sleeve every time.
Right. Is Tom still in the queue with us?
Yes,
Tom's
still with us.
Did I say too much? Did I lose you, Tom? I just kind of went on.
No, I'm not with you the whole way. In fact, I've been studying essential oils for about 6 years and have a chart how every essential oil frequency relates to color as well. So we do a brain activation with different essential oils and laser frequencies and detoxing the EMFs at the feet with organic peat moss and iodine, kelp, and sacred frankincense oil. It's a pretty amazing experience when these detrimental frequencies leave your body and the beneficial ones can penetrate through. I think we should have an Occupy movement. You call it Occupy Your Blender because if everybody just would take a break from eating for as little as a month and juice and blend their food and consume it that way, they would find pretty soon their digestive would be relieved of all these age-old traumas that held them there. The digestive tract is like a memory cell to every trauma that's ever happened in your lifetime. So the perfect way to get rid of this is to get rid of the old and bring in the new. And
Tom, have you ever heard of R.M., the Indian brother that sun-gazed and NASA did a study on him and how he survived with just fluids and no food for months?
Yes. Yes.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, yeah, what are your thoughts about him?
Well, I think he has it right. I think you have to purify that temple on the top of your head with light frequencies, and you got to get the neurons connected between the stomach and the brain. A lot of people, and especially the heart and the brain, because in a lot of people, they've lost what they call the gut feeling. They've lost the feeling of being able to feel something from their heart into their brain. And if everybody had that intact, I believe tomorrow the drug companies would not be able to sell their stuff because people would intuitively know, hey, this is not doing me any good. It's only covering up what I really want to feel. And for some reason, I think they've targeted those specific nerves and those frequencies that connect all those with these drugs, especially the cholesterol-lowering drugs, and they've used that to intentionally mind control people through the mass media, and people are starting to wake up now and be very angry about it. And I've been trying to tell them for a long time, leave your television on for a while. Listen to what your heart's telling you. Listen to what common sense is telling you.
Exactly. That's almost in line, Tom, with the pharmaceutical companies sending their agents down in the jungles with these so-called shamans or medicine men with loincloths on, and they're down there and they're wondering how they know how to heal people, and they don't have any drugstores, they don't have any hospitals, and but yet they heal people, and these big-time pharmaceutical companies have gone down and interviewed and done research and study on these shamans that say that they talk to the plants. They know the vibrational energies of the plant. The plant is vibrating, and their DNA is so in tune with nature and with the cosmos that they can pick up the signal, and there's a language in that. Actually, that our DNA is programmed by language and words and frequency. So this is fascinating to me to hear you talk about this in terms of what, well, actually, they don't want us to know this or have this information, that we can turn with these neurons that are in our brain and in our stomach, that we are connected, and that we can get on a certain vibratory or vibrational frequency and communicate with nature. We can actually communicate with nature. And this brother, R.M., I think I'm saying his name right. They call him R.M. for short. I don't remember the name, but it's R.M., I believe. And he gazes into the sun, and as he looks into the sun, his body gets everything that it needs to survive. Because remember, people, the sun has hydrogen and oxygen in it. And H2O is water. And we are star particles. Everything that the minerals and everything that we have on our planet, the composition of it came from a star. We are actually star particles. And so if we learn this discipline, and we teach this in Macabre Activation, we teach this. And there's much to be learned here. And there's much to be said here. And Tom, thank you so, so very much for adding your expertise and your wisdom and your knowledge to the conversation tonight. Is there anything further you would like to say?
Yes. There's a couple of paragraphs here in this book that's about these Indian and Philippine healers. And to me, this stuff is just phenomenal. But Here's this one story about an illiterate man who could operate with a precision only using a rusty kitchen knife and write prescriptions in perfect Latin. He used no painkiller, no sterile conditions, but had 100% cure rate among the poor he healed. In quotes, it was a miracle. Dr. Pugh Herrick, M.D., and the four doctors who come together from the four corners of the world to read this unorthodox practice, and of course to me, Miami, 1989. Oh my God, he's busted her guts, shrieked my father as the Philippine healer punched through my stomach muscles and buried his fist up to the wrist and into my abdomen. Droplets of blood fountained under my stomach and over onto the massage table, just like a water balloon that burst from extreme pressure. I lay in shock as his fingers wriggled inside my gut, and I could feel every bit of it without pain. It began to tear and pull out pieces of bloody flesh. I'm not trying to get too gross on you, just to read from this book. Throwing it passively into a steel urinal pan. Carefully, he went deeper into my cavity until 30% of his form disappeared. I felt weakened as by the ordeal as beads of cold sweat ran down my back and my neck. Finally, my father gasped in disbelief as the healer pulled his hands out of my abdomen, but not before holding open the gaping hole he had made for my husband, Cortland, to photograph. A pool of blood lay in an open pit and a piece of intestine stuck up through the slit. My head rolled, I thought I'd pass out, but he quickly moved the flesh back together as though it were never apart. It had happened to me. I learned to accept the terror of these aberrations and experiences, as well as countless others like them when I was a child. Such events followed me through adulthood and pushed me to the question of why these supernatural activities happen. These were not natural events that happened to everybody, so they have to be supernatural, beyond what is natural. How did it, in quotes, happen? Was it, in quotes, a religious supernatural occurrence, or was it a scientifically explainable supernatural event? Was it my psyche? Was I normal or crazy as hell? My trek to understand the missing link between science, religion, non-conventional medicine, the supernatural, and spirituality had begun. To me, these stories like this are amazing, and to experience something like that would just be so mind-bending, you'd probably never get over it. I can't imagine someone operating on somebody with a rusty knife and moving their hand into their abdomen and pulling it back out, pulling the bad parts out, and moving the flesh back together, and it's like there would never need to be a scar or a surgical knife or anything going to them.
Wow. You know, Tom, I do thank you for that, and it is extraordinary. I'm still amazed and in awe, although it happened to me. I see my chancellor in the audience now. I don't know if he's prepared to talk or speak or not. I'm going to open up his mic there in Ohio. He's not in the queue, but I do see him on the board. And there's a passage there in the Gospel of Matthew, which is the 6th chapter and the 22nd verse. And Christ talks about, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Cyclops, the story of the Cyclops. I wanted to get into that at some point and talk about these stories, the giant with the single eye. But in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Bible, the Christ of Scripture says that if your eye is single, your entire body shall be full of light. And, of course, we know now that that is the pineal gland. We know it's the pineal gland because the pineal gland is the light receptor and also transmitter. It also transmits our frequencies, our light frequencies. So I'm going to open up the chancellor's mic here just for a moment and see if he want to add anything to that. He's there. Chancellor, how you doing? I got you. Your mic is open. We can hear you.
Bless you. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
We're doing well, man. How you doing up there in Ohio?
I'm only thankful for the day. It's a brand new day. I couldn't work for it. I couldn't buy it. I don't deserve it. God has given it to me because he loves me. It's a brand new day.
Awesome. What do you have to say about this subject about our bodies being filled with light and our temple being filled with light and the Christ of Scripture saying that your body, if your eye be single, meaning a reference to the pineal gland that sits in the geometric center of our brain as our light receiver. What do you have to say about that?
Well, the scripture is we are not without scripture. And the scripture always lends to the word of God being the light of man. It's not as if we're talking away from the scripture. The scripture gives us revelation. Revelation is light within itself. And so I speak from a spiritual place that when one receives knowledge, when one receives revelation, when one no longer leans with his own understanding and he seek a higher enlightenment, then he has light. And then he has light that light watch his character, who lights to it, who enlightens his intelligence, who enlightens his faith, who enlightens his hope. The entire man is on fire.
And also to add to that, what Tom was saying of how we are tied, the spiritual is tied to the physical. And the science is tied to the theology. It's all a blend, and it comes together. We do know that the physical laws of our universe are tied to the metaphysical laws of our universe. Did Dr. Blair come in yet? By the way, Elijah, did you see him? Yeah, there he is. He's right there. 708. I got him. Dr. Blair, why are you in the participant code? Why don't you have the open mic? Your mic is open.
I don't know. Is it open?
My metaphysical
mic was open. I don't know about the physical one. But anyway, yeah, it was interesting because you've covered that thoroughly. You're being nice. You've covered it quite thoroughly about the light bringer and the gatherer up in the Turkish Turistica in the center of our head, which takes energy from the sun and from the firmament and transformed it down to the soul, which is now encased in the body. I think that's already been covered, hasn't it?
Well, I understand that you've been lining them up on Tuesdays and Saturdays and knocking them down. And I was trying to get on Saturday and got caught, couldn't get on the other night. And I understand you had a huge audience.
Yeah, it was a huge audience, and we went everywhere with that one. Of course, we're talking about wars. And wars have raised hell on this planet, have gotten many people earthbound, and most of them started with lies. And, you know, I'm an historian, and I study wars. You know, they say, study war no more. I study war because we've had too many, and we don't need any more. And most of them have started with lies, and that's what I'm going to be going on. You know, they just had Pearl Harbor, which was a big lie. And I went on this goes about the flying tigers and all the things there, because people don't even believe that Japan and China used to fight each other. And it was, again, 45 white men who actually went and flew for the Chinese against the Japanese. That's one of the things that started the war. They don't tell you that. When you get into Vietnam, same thing there. They don't tell you the truth there. But what's coming up soon, of course, will be on the 16th, the Battle of the Bulge. And when they had the big Hitler regime, and all those men were lost. And, of course, we're going to be getting into the Red Ball Express, which you don't hear about, and all the things about that. There were nothing but lies. The trouble is, they lie, and young men die. Millions of people are displaced. Babies are killed. Sorrow rings our planet, and we still haven't learned that most of the time it's started by white men. White men, hear this again, rich, who don't give a damn about nothing, and everybody else pays. This just creates karma for the planet. It stops people from jumping races. It starts everything. So we need to understand war, because we're about to get into another one. We've already started one unofficially, as you understand. It was declared war on Russia, and Turkey and Iran said that they're going to back Russia no matter what's happened. They keep playing with this. When do they play with this? When people begin to wake up, begin to become spiritual, and stop fighting these wars. So what do? They promulgate it even more. So that's
this
all I can say. Study wars, and you know that they never should be fought, and young men should not die for old men's folly.
This is a question that someone asked me. They wanted to ask you tonight, and I said, Dr. Blair, I hopefully will be on in the room tonight to answer the question. And one of the persons raised a question to me, and it's interesting that you would speak along these levels, Dr. Blair, about these lies, because a lie carries a certain frequency and a certain vibration. that lowers our immunity system, believe it or not, lies harm your immune system. And that was a young lady that wanted to ask you a question. I'm looking for her now. If you would push star 6 and come in the queue, because I can't recognize your number here, to take you off mute. If you're in the room, Dr. Blair is on. All you have to do is push star 6, and I'm looking for you. See if you are here. And come in the queue. You can ask Dr. Blair the question that you wanted to ask him. You wanted to specifically talk to him. Well, he's in the room. You can come in now by pressing star 6 and asking Dr. Blair the question that you had for him. You wanted him to ask.
Let me see if she does. Of course, when she does, I'll immediately shut up. She can still come in while I'm on, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Well, I want to give out that number again. That's at 708. It doesn't change. 422-6685. 708-422-6685. Because, you see, they're giving me trouble with my website again. And you can imagine, after I dropped those bombs about Pearl Harbor and Vietnam and all this kind of thing, they've been on my case something fierce. But it's time to tell truths. If I'm going to leave this planet, I want to leave this planet knowing if I come back here, it's because I want to, not because I lied about it, no. And these young men are dying over old men's foolishness. And who's the old men? The 13 families and the ruling families who make all the money, who get nothing in return, but the death of young men, the ruining up of babies, it's horrible. And we should stop that foolishness.
Correct. Also, if we can change the vibration and the frequency, if we can change, and we can do this through consciousness, we can do this through awareness, if people become aware. But here's the problem. We have developed, and maybe Dr. Blair, you can speak to this, why this has happened. I address it in my book about the Stockholm Syndrome, where we began to feel sympathy for our captors and our oppressors. But we have developed a psychology of trust in oppression and the people that lie to us. We trust these people. And yet, at the same time, why are we trusting in a system that's killing us? And then a system, the sub part of that system in the justice system, there is no justice. What is the condition that exists in the brain that makes us trust in oppression?
Chemtrails, CMEs, food that is not food, chips that they put into you, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, Ebola, goes on and on. They take these babies and they give them shots in the hospital, and parents, I won't say stupid, the ignorant parents, afraid of not being able to give birth unless they can produce straw men in name, and they give them all these shots. So you take a good soul and you mess it up. We're still doing it. We're still getting the wrong genetically modified foods and everything else. Just heard, I'm going to get into that some other time, but I don't want to take up the time on this show for that one. But it's a new company came out now that actually is making, it's named after a Spanish guy, but they're actually making sandwiches and everything else in it is supposed to be good. They have to actually go to extremes to get something good, and they're hoping they don't lose money because everybody's used to eating something bad. Same old thing. It's not a matter of that. They do everything wrong in these blank-to-blank hospitals.
So you're telling me that the chemtrails, the GMOs, the vaccinations, the inoculations, the chips, all of the different things that they're doing to us, what about television, Dr. Blair, and the mind control through television in there?
That's the place we started out with. That's where I've been selling diodes for 27 years. All these extra low frequencies, elf waves. Everything they manufacture now has an elf wave. You think that's by accident? Everything, in other words, potentially harmful to use it. And they got these children now getting all these games again that you have to put batteries into or plug into the wall, killing themselves. And the parents buy it because that's what they see on TV. That's what they hear on the radio. So they want what they see. Now, it's up to the parents to use some judgment, say, just because you see it, you don't need it, and explain to them about diodes, explain to them about ERF. Most of the parents don't know themselves, so how can you treat a child if you're a child?
So we're talking about ELF. We're talking about extra-low frequencies.
Those are the ones that mess up, and that's what everything runs on, ELF waves.
Okay. I think the young lady that wanted to ask you a question has finally come in, Dr. Blair. I'm going to see if I can locate her now and
Beautiful.
Let her raise a question for you. And again, we do Macabre activation events. You can schedule. You can have private sessions with our team to activate what Tom was talking about a moment ago so that you can activate your energy fields and protect yourselves against the weapons that we're discussing here tonight. I believe that the Most High has equipped us and has given us the equipment we need to fend off, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, the young lady that wanted to ask you a question, she's in the queue now. I've just identified her, and she has a question for you, Dr. Blair, specifically.
Wonderful.
Hello, Dr. Blair. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, very clearly.
I came on late, so I didn't really hear the subject for tonight, but I had a question for you some months ago, and it was pertaining to minerals that you intake in your body, like to help you. And I was told that it's something called gold.
Okay, do I know anything about monatomic gold? Is that what you asked me? And I believe that gold is a good thing to use. Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
Yes, gold is a good thing to use. I've been using it for 27 years. It helped save my life when I was poisoned. I insist on gold. Every day I take some kind of gold. If you've been through what I've been through, you try anything that will help you, and I found it to be a great help. In fact, we didn't do anything. The company, because of the diligence and the attitude of the scientists that work with them, they've got some brilliant men there, some brilliant women there too. They've now put out some products now that they hope and they think, from researching Ebola and beginning to break down what the heck the thing probably is, that these things will help you to build up your immune system to fight past that. And we do have it for sale on our thing. One is called Ethereum Black Reaction Neutralizer. The other one is one that detoxes the body, takes care of all the bad-forming minerals, and some of the minerals that aren't even gold or silver are very bad for you because they're synthetic ones. It takes care of all the sprays and the chemtrails, all the stuff that they put into the water, and these are the two things that we're selling. It's called Toxin Deliberator. It takes off these heavy metals and stuff. So this is what we found, this is what they found, and this is what I utilize with the company that has done this research. And, of course, you must realize, too, and I'll stop after this one, that it was the United States and Russia that between 1976 and 78 studied Ebola from an Ebola river.